Okay, and your grandmother, do you remember?
My grandmother was, she was born and raised in Sabine Parish. She was,
Oh, I see. Okay, so he married her out here.
Right.
So he must have come here pretty, you know, when he was pretty young man.
He came here, I believe, when he was pretty young man. And I'm pretty sure her last name was sheriff, ex-sheriff in Sabine Parish, Pat Phillips, why they were close kin, and I'm pretty positive that she was Phillips.
Did he fight in the... I wonder if he...
I believe he possibly been too old to have fought in World War One.
No, the war before that, the one that freed the slave.
Well, now, it's possible that he might have fought in it. I couldn't say.
Okay. What'd you call that war, though?
Civil War, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay. Any other names for it, folks?
Not that I know of.
All right. Now, you mentioned...
Might make it in, some people might refer to the war between the states.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, your grandparents on your mother's side, can you tell me about them? That's your grandmother.
They were both born and raised about 10 miles west of Leesville.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather's name was Burl. My grandmother's name was My grandmother was James before she married my grandfather.
That's in Vernon Parish?
Right, all that's in Vernon Parish.
So your mother is, you're on your mother's side, you're actually about the third generation here in Sabine, in this parish, right?
Right.
In Vernon Parish, that is. The name was Burl?
Burl Eves.
Eves. Okay, did they farm?
They farm, cattle raised cattle and farm for a living.
Okay. And their education, can you remember anything?
No, sir, I don't.
Did either one of them, did you know either one of them?
Oh, yeah. I remember both of them.
Could they read and write?
Yes, sir, they could read and write.
Go back any further than that? Do you remember, did they ever tell you about their parents or anything like that?
Not that I can remember.
In other words, were they born? They were born and raised here.
They were born and raised here, and their parents both lived, and they were born and raised here. Their parents were born and raised here.
Okay. All right. Now, can you tell me about the first house you lived in, Mr. and what it was like and that sort of thing?
Well, the first house that I lived in after I came back from service and was married was
the first house you were born
that I was born in.
Yeah,
it was a large house, plain, nothing fancy, but a nice home that built out of new lumber, and it had
over the outside. Did
it had that regular one by eight drop side.
Okay.
Ship life, I believe they call it ship life.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And as far as I remember, it wasn't painted. The house burned in later years after we moved away from it. Why it burned, but it was a nice home. I mean, for back in those days.
Yeah.
My daddy was stealing logs at Fowl, and that was about the time that World War One was over or after, and he bought the lumber and had the house built.
Yeah. Now, what did you have for kind of place where you cooked your food and stuff like that?
Had a kitchen with a wood stove.